So Jesus is giving instructions to the apostles and the disciples to go out and preach, and how to do it. Do they go out two by two and don't greet anybody on the way? Because if you greet somebody, you're going to get in a long conversation and you're going to get distracted from spreading the message. And then when you go to somebody's house, stay in that house rather than going from one house to another, one party to another, one feast to another, you know, and then get distracted and distort the message. Stay in one house, eat whatever they offer you there. Stay focused on spreading the message of God. That's what Jesus is saying to his disciples to do. That was in those days when you could only walk around. You can't drive cars, fly in planes, take trains, fast, rapid transportation. Today, that's what we do. So how do you, you know, convert our Lord's message here to today's day? Us ministers of God, how do we preach and not get distracted by, you know, feasting or partying or enjoying oneself, golfing too much, going to football games too much, whatever could distract us today, a little different than in those days. The ministers of God have to focus on leading people to God. You know, you can see that maybe in a priest hearing confession for a long time, and rather than being on the golf course, he's in the confessional hearing confessions of children or for hours sometimes. That's a good thing, right? He's sacrificing his time instead of out entertaining himself too much, getting in trouble, you know, can get in trouble. Just trying to enjoy himself, thinking too much about himself. And then, you know, if this is done on a long period of time, the minister of God can get corrupted and totally lose his focus on bringing people to God, converting sinners, helping people to come to God. You know, I think of Bishop Sheehan especially. You know, he was a famous man, famous. Everywhere he went, he was famous. And how did he protect himself from getting corrupted? You know, he did a holy hour every day, and he never missed his holy hour, and he kept telling that to the priests. Pray a holy hour every day. You know, even lay people can do that. You know, you can lose your focus too, and you know, we're not just focusing on priests, religious today in the gospel. You know, we got to think of your responsibilities too as parents or, you know, laborers or people who are influence other people. You don't lose your focus on, you know, serving God and spreading the message by your good example. Not you get distracted by too much television or computer or, you know, whatever, you know, people that you meet and greet, and you partying all the time, whatever. You know, you need to, you know, keep your focus on, you know, influencing your loved ones, your family, bringing them to God. Setting always a good example. We all have to do that. It's good to focus first on the ministers of God. They are first to set the ultimate example, and then others. But what if the ministers are not good? What if they are corrupted? What about you? Are you going to say, oh, they are corrupted, and so I can do the same thing? You know, a lot of people do that. You know, my priest was bad. He did a bad thing, and so I don't even go to church anymore. It's all a sham, you know. No, we all have to save our souls. You know, even if the ministers don't do a good job, I still have to save my own soul. You have to save your own soul, don't you? Are you going to use the bad examples of others to ruin your soul? No, you don't want to do that. So we all have a responsibility and to lead others and follow, you know, not get distracted, but to lead others to God. So we all have to lead others to our Lord. Whatever else, what is our Lord saying? So maybe that's just the message to remember. Don't get corrupted. keep focused on setting my own soul aright and then leading others to God through my example and through my words, and persevering, you know, think 10, 20, 30 years from now, am I still going to Mass or even daily Mass, or am I still praying the Rosary? Am I still, you know, going to adoration, making holy hours? You know, if I'm doing this long down the road, I'm going to persevere to the end and set that good example. So perseverance is so critical today as well. So all of this, entrusting to Our Lady, that we hold Our Lady's hand on the journey, and she will help us to persevere each day until the end of our life. Misericordes, O God.